You're welcome. You're
How
Eric?
You doing? Eric. Yeah.
And what's your date of birth, Eric? And you're assigned to this station?
Yeah.
And you're on also A shift, right?
Negative. I'm just working overtime shift.
Okay, you're just making a little extra cash?
Yeah, I'm on 23C.
C?
Yeah.
So you guys, what do you have? You guys have three shifts?
Yeah.
Like A, B, and C's?
Mm-hmm.
So that covers, and then there's, is there a...
No, 24-hour shifts. 24 800,
hours?
800, yeah.
Okay. And if you could kind of just go over how you became aware of the call, the officer-involved shooting you guys went to, and then just your role, what you did.
We came out as a like husband versus wife for assault, I think. And so we went there, we were told to stage, and we pulled up, and then it turns to the right. We staged right at the intersection. And the I think there were two SO cars on scene when we got there, but we weren't cleared to go in yet. So we, Chris and I got off the rig with the hand lanterns and started looking for the address because we didn't know, I don't remember what the address was, but it was 48 or something like that. But we didn't know which house it was, so we started looking for the address, and then we heard the SOs yelling for us. And I think Chris yelled back at him, you know, are we clear to come in, blah, blah, blah. And so we got in the engine and drove up the street. It was about four houses up. And then we got off the rig, and I started grabbing the bags and a I don't know how much detail you want.
Yeah, as much as you can remember.
Car started pulling into the driveway. We pulled just past the driveway, so the tailboard was just past the driveway. And right as I'm grabbing the bags in the rear of the engine, this lady pulls in the car, and I stopped her, and she said somebody had called her. Turns out she's the sister-in-law of the guy who got shot. It's the wife's sister. So I told her she couldn't go down there to back up, find somewhere else to park, and that she didn't need to be down there. And then grabbed the stuff, grabbed a hand lantern, walked down there, and I saw the two deputies over the victim. And Chris, at the time, came back up and said that it was a shooting. So that was the first I had heard that it was a shooting. And I didn't know if it was officer involved or whatever. But so we went down there and started working him up. I stripped his shirt off of him. They said they shot him in the chest. So I stripped his shirt off. I got shears on my turnout pants. Cut his shirt off of him and saw two bullet wounds right here, real close together.
On the right side?
Upper right.
Upper right side?
Upper right chest. Probably no more than about 2 inches apart. And wasn't bleeding at all. Kind of rolled him over a little bit, looking for exit wounds, looking for any other wounds. And they also, I think one of the deputies said that they think the shot might have shot him in the butt, too. So about that time, I think the medics were on scene. And they were right behind us anyway because we had staged. So, let me see. They got on scene, and Kevin got into the bag, Yates, and got the occlusive dressing, put that on the wound. I got the resuscitator out, started giving him high-flow oxygen. And then they started treating the chest wound, and they put a C-collar on him. And then I went to the, somebody else said something about him getting shot in the ass, so I took the shears and cut his pants off, took his boots off, cut his pants off, so we had him stripped naked and rolled him over. And he had a wound in his left butt cheek, left glute, but I don't know. It looked like an entrance wound. It looked like an entrance wound to me, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a doctor, so. And then I did hear him say that they fired three shots.
Just in so random conversation?
Just random conversation. Chris, deputies, they said something about an unfired round on the ground, and I did see that. They said there was a knife on the ground, never saw the knife. You know, it's kind of hectic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Now, when you're treating, when you're helping treat the suspect, do you Did you hear him say anything, or did he make any comments that you...
Yeah, he stated twice that it's not their fault, it's my fault, it's not the cops' fault. You know, I caused this. And then he said something about suicide by cop. And I did not hear him say I committed or I was trying to commit suicide by cop, but I just heard him say suicide by cop.
Something to that effect.
Something and suicide by cop.
Okay.
Yeah. And but then, I did hear those words.
And that it's not their fault that he indicated.
Yeah, he goes, This is my fault. It's not their fault. I don't know if he said they're just doing their job or he goes, it wasn't their fault, it's my fault.
Okay.
He said it twice. And he was yelling his he's got two daughters, I guess, and
yeah.
He was yelling their names a couple times. And
do you recall their names by chance?
They're really bizarre. They're bizarre names. I don't remember.
Okay.
They might come to me.
Was he able to answer when the medics were there? How would you state his state of mind?
He was very coherent.
Did you smell any type of alcohol on him or anything like that?
No, I didn't. We talked about that after the call, too. I said, because, you know, usually, I don't want to say usually, but a lot of, like, especially spousal abuse and stuff like that,
yes.
You know, alcohol involved.
Yeah.
No, I didn't smell anything.
So no odor alcohol that you're aware of?
No.
And he was alert. I mean, he seemed, was he making sense when he was talking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. He kept repeating, I'm dying. I'm dying, man. I'm done. And we're like, no, you're not going to die. Just, you know, cooperate with us. Do what we tell you to do. Keep breathing. No, I'm dying, man.
Okay.
And then he'd yell his daughter's names. Like, names like that. You know?
Okay.
He'd yell out their names.
Talking to you a lot, or was he talking to the medics and you were just...
Pretty much he was talking to anybody that was talking to him.
Okay.
You know, we were all kind of talking to him,
okay.
Conversing with him. But like I said, he was very alert.
Okay. And no no indications of any type of... And drug use either? Anything that you saw there?
Mm-hmm.
Just
no.
Alert?
I didn't check his pupils, you know, so I couldn't tell you what his pupils were doing
okay.
At the time. But, no, I couldn't tell you one way or the other. Drugs
okay.
Or alcohol. Definitely did not smell alcohol.
Okay. Was he, when he was talking about or making comments about his daughters, was it just normal casual conversation tone or was he yelling?
No, he was yelling to them so they that loud.
Okay.
And then his other daughter's name and I can't remember.
Okay.
Said them both.
Was there any other family members around that you remember?
When we walked down, were you there? Were you over the
I never made it down the driveway.
Okay, you go down the driveway and then right where he was, kind of at the bottom of the driveway, and then, well, not the bottom of the driveway, there's a house in front, and he's right here, and then the driveway kind of cuts this way, and there's somebody sitting on the stoop right there at that back rear house, which I assumed was his.
Okay.
Don't know who it was.
Okay.
I think it was a female.
Okay. And the deputies weren't in and around this?
Deputies were by him as we were walking down the, I think they said they had him cuffed, but he didn't have cuffs on by the time I got there. So maybe they took him off as I was walking down the driveway.
Okay.
I don't know. But they were just standing off to the side when we got there.
Okay.
You know, they were kind of over him as I was walking down the driveway, and then by the time I got down there, they had stepped aside.
Okay. And anything else you saw or heard that you think's important you remember? I know those things kind of happen quickly, and you guys are trying to do 10 things at once once you're on scene. It's the best of your recollection, though, he did make that couple of comments about, you know, wasn't their fault, something to
he said it twice.
My fault. But it was more than once, and he was alert, and it wasn't.
Yeah, this isn't their fault, man. This isn't their fault. It's my fault.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I heard him say suicide by cop, but I didn't. That's all I heard. I didn't hear him say I'm trying to commit suicide. You know,
it was just,
just
in passing.
My fault, man. It's not their fault. Suicide by cop or something like that.
Okay. How was his speech? Was it pretty clear?
Oh yeah.
No slurring or anything like that.
No. No, just on the way to the hospital, he was
Did you ride with him to, so
we
you guys,
back to the ambulance, which
okay.
Panic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was he making more comments then, or was he just pretty much, I mean, could
he
even,
he couldn't breathe.
Okay.
He was complaining the whole time that he couldn't breathe,
okay.
But I'm sure his, you know, his lungs were probably filling with
But you guys were, treating him at that time,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, we were, the mask had, I don't know if he pulled it off or what, but our O2 mask had elastic straps on him and the mask had come off, so I was holding the mask on him. Kevin was down by his feet, and the medic was trying to start a line, make contact with the base, with the hospital.
Okay.
And he was, so I was at his head, and I was trying to, he had complained, and I think he, I don't know who, we had a C-collar on him, and I don't know if he took it off or if the medics took it off because he was complaining because he couldn't breathe, so it was off and just laid there, so I was trying to hold C-spine on him, trying to keep him still, trying to keep the O2 on him, and he complained the whole way there that he couldn't breathe, and then about the time we got off the freeway at Seward there, he was circling the drain. I don't know, have you heard his condition?
Yeah, he didn't make it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He
right
so he was his condition as you were going down there kind of got worse and worse.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What was it, just normal?
Just his breathing was becoming kind of erratic and kind of, you know, like a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and then we adjust his airway a little bit and he just started taking some.
So
breaths.
he couldn't on the way down. He couldn't really talk if he wanted to, right? I mean,
no, he you know, the first half going down there, he could.
Did he go over any more of the details as
no.
You guys just...
No, just really it was, he kept moving, he wanted his legs unclipped, complained about that for 10 minutes, and we finally unclipped his legs so he could maybe get to a position of comfort. We thought maybe if he could lift his legs up, bend his knees, maybe he could breathe better. So Kevin unclipped his legs out off the backboard, and he said that was better, and but he stayed just... continually complaining that, man, I can't, I'm dying, man, I'm dying. No, you're not dying. About 2 minutes from the hospital, you're going to be all right. No, I'm dying, man, I'm dying. I can't breathe. And he would complain about that a lot, and obviously couldn't. I mean, he was dying.
Yeah.
So.
All righty. Hey, what's your guys' phone number here? One of your partners is still sleeping. What's his name?
Ken.
And I didn't ask you what you're. Are you a firefighter or
yeah,
engineer?
I'm a firefighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
he'll be here till 0800 tomorrow. So I don't know what.
Is he on A shift also?
He's A shifter. Yeah.
So,
those three guys are all A shifters.
So they, when they're done tomorrow, they're done for their days off.
They're done, and then they come back on.
I can follow
He'll
up. I'm not going to wake him up because it's getting late. Did you ride back with the ambulance guys? Or how'd you get back?
Oh, the engine goes down, picks us up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they're could they be down there still, or would they?
Oh, no, they're back. That was the four of us. It's an engine and a rescue, the squad.
Uh-huh.
And they took two riders. They took me and Kevin, and Kevin's on the squad today. So Ken drove the engine down. Chris drove the squad down all the way to the hospital.
And then y'all,
okay,
so they're off of La Luna, so I probably could find them over there.
Oh, the ambulance crew.
Yeah, the ambulance crew.
Yeah. Yeah, they're on, you go turn on La Luna, and it's not more than a quarter mile on the right-hand side. You'll see there's a red pickup, like an oversized pickup, old, like a 50s pickup, parked facing La Luna, and that's the driveway you turn down. Right
okay,
there.
Or do you know if any of the... I think there's some detectives at the hospital. Do you know if any of them talked to the paramedics?
The only guy we saw, the only guy I saw was Vasquez. So he's a SO.
Uh-huh. Okay. The detectives must have got there later.
Yeah, they were still there cleaning their rig when we left.
Okay.
They were parked right there at the entrance to the ER.
Okay.
And they're cleaning the back of their rig still.
Okay. Well, I can come maybe talk to Ken tomorrow or pick him up on his on the next shift.
Yeah, he'll like I said, he'll be here till 8 o'clock tomorrow, and then he'll be back on Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, that's fair. I've got three of the four. That's fine.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other questions or anything else you think?
No, I can't. If I think of anything, you're probably gonna leave a card or something.
I can get one, or I can give you guys. Yeah, I'll get
I mean,
a card.
If you leave something with Chris, I probably.
Yeah, I'll leave a. I'll go get one out of my car.
If you can tell, what happened? I mean, what just a.
Well, I haven't been down there to the scene. It was just basically kind of how it was broadcasted, kind of a domestic type thing. And once I got there, I just was tasked with periphery interviews. So I don't know the layout of even. I saw the house. I thought it was the first house. Is that driveway?
I think it's
yeah, but I guess they're deep lots or they're. I don't know what they call them up here. They're. There's a term somebody said they were, but there's more than one house on a lot. They're just super deep.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. It's pretty common for up
here,
though.
Yeah.
The guy just freaked out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know too much about their background or history.
Without having any drugs or alcohol in the system to.
Yeah, I mean.
To go at a cop with a knife, you know. Maybe he obviously wanted to get shot at.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate for the daughters.